Recording with a family in mind, 3, 2, 1. The cost of college has been rising year after year, and many families are wondering, how will they afford to send their children to school? With a family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Here's the good news. There is more than $143 billion available in financial aid. The idea is for you to understand the holy grail for free money for college is something called Free Application for Federal Student Aid, or FAFSA, F-A-F-S-A. Now, if your student is looking for financial aid for 2009-2010 school year, FAFSA applications must be submitted by midnight Central Daylight Time on June 30th, 2010. And do keep in mind, state deadlines and some school deadlines are different than federal deadlines. Although the FAFSA website lists some of the state deadlines, you should always double check with your student's high school guidance counselor or your financial aid administrator. After your application is received, you'll receive a Student Aid Report, or SAR. This report is also made available to colleges to which your student is interested in applying. The SAR will include your Expected Family Contribution, or, sorry, but here are more initials, EFC. This is the amount that a family is expected to be able to pay. The amount, it's determined by taking into consideration your family's assets, income, household size, the number of students you have in college, and the age of the older parent, as well as the student's year in school, his or her enrollment status, and the cost of attendance at the school. The idea is that financial aid will bridge the gap between what a family can pay and the remaining cost of tuition and fees at a particular school. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.